I'm Dodd Morris with Mission Network News. Deaf ministries like Door International are translating portions of Scripture into sign languages. However, other religions are starting to do the same thing with their holy books. Door's president and CEO Rob Meyer says, for the first time ever, they have to incorporate apologetics or learning to defend the Christian faith into their deaf ministry.
Deaf people shared with us that they would really love to have access at a church, but right now Jehovah's Witnesses are the only ones that actually share any information in the sign language of the community. And so a lot of deaf people attend those services and attend those organizations, even if they're not all that happy with it because they don't have an alternative.
As deaf people gain more access to information, please pray that the truth of the gospel will shine brighter. Meanwhile, FMI currently offers temporary financial support and training conferences to Christian leaders in Bangladesh, Indonesia, and Pakistan. FMI's Bruce Allen is on his way to visit Kenya, one of the new countries included in the organization's expansion plans.
We're excitedly expanding this model of ministry of propelling, fortifying national church planters. We've been in other countries for decades, since 1986, but this is going to be our first foray into Africa.
FMI is setting up a national leadership team in Kenya, and Allen hopes Kenyan believers can both reach their tribes and serve as a launch point to neighboring nations with a Muslim majority. Learn how you can join the movement at missionnews.org. Mission Network News is a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. This month, Bibles for the World offers the free book Learn the Bible in a Year. It'll help you read and understand God's story through the entire Bible in just a few minutes each day. Get your copy at missionnews.org. I'm Dodd Morris.